Hey everyone, Andrew here, and hope you're doing well, and welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Bike podcast, where each week we dive into little mindset shifts that you can use, implement when you feel you need it, and in some cases just insights to help you navigate the week ahead. This week on the pod, the topic is empowering self-worth and looking to take ownership of your value. That's what we're doing this week. I'm going to unpack that with you and let's have a conversation about that. It's that good old trap of external validation that we can all find ourselves in. I want you to think about this for a sec. Have you ever found yourself waiting for others to validate your worth? Whether it's maybe seeking approval from friends, maybe your family. In some cases, it's at work with your colleagues. And the truth is, we often look to external sources to confirm our value. But what happens when the validation doesn't come? Maybe you're in that season of your life where you just find yourself not getting a lot of validation from others. And in some cases, it can make us feel stuck a bit, uncertain, and in some cases, unworthy as well. But the truth is, external validation is fleeting. And it's unreliable. And this week, let's talk about breaking free from this trap and maybe look at a more empowering approach. So if you find yourself in that spiral or where you're not feeling 100% about yourself and you find that you're looking for that external validation, this week, let's look at ways on how we can maybe approach it from a healthier standpoint. And the power of self-validation is really where it's at. The game changer in this is to decide that regardless of what other people say, that you're worth it. And again, it's not because others say so. Because you say so. When you take more ownership of your self-worth, you become unstoppable. You no longer rely on others to make you feel valuable. You know your worth and confidently assert it. And when we get to this place, this type of mindset shift opens doors to new opportunities. It builds resilience. And most importantly, can foster a deeper sense of self-love. So some practical tips for self-validation. What are some things that we can do? And it's like anything else. You got to practice it. So here's some things for you guys to think about this week. Affirmations. Repeat positive affirmations to yourself daily. And I know sometimes these things sound a little corny, you know, but it's really important to affirm yourself and to say, I am enough. Or in some cases, maybe it's just, you know what? I'm worthy of love and respect. I want you to reflect. Self-reflect. Take time to acknowledge your strengths, accomplishments, and values. And we lose sight of that sometimes. When we're so stuck in trying to pursue something, or in some cases, we're just not getting over the mountaintop and we're just wanting people to tell us that we're good enough, that we're this, that we're that. We sometimes don't look back on the journey and look back at how many times at the end of the day you had to dig yourself out of the place that you were in. And in some cases, some of your biggest accomplishments, I bet if you really think about it, you had to do it yourself. You had to roll up your sleeves and do it yourself. Boundary setting. This is something that I would say over the last year or so, I've really, really come to a really comfortable place of saying no without apology. Where you prioritize your needs. And sometimes you look back in times of your life, and if you want to think about that right now, there might be times where you weren't in your best, you know, you weren't your best self and you weren't in the best place. Well, think about that, those times. And maybe they were times where you were trying to do everything to make everyone else happy at your expense. So to go to new levels, it's an automatic. There's got to be boundaries, and we have to have that ability to say no and not feel bad about it. Where we're prioritizing, I have a hard time with that word, prioritizing our needs. Self-care, something that I've recommitted to. It's a game changer. Nurture your physical, your emotional, and your mental well-being. Place that at the most important thing that you do every day. I've often said throughout this journey of this podcast that when we're at our best selves, we're our best for others. And it's got to be in that order. So, what do we do this week? Well, as you head into the week ahead, I want to leave you with a little challenge. I want you to take one moment each day to look in the mirror and say, I'm worth it. And I want you to feel the weight of those words and let them sink deep into your mind and your heart. And remember, your worth isn't defined by others. It's defined by you. And empower yourself to own your value. And watch how things start to transform for you. So there you go. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. Again, if you found a little value in today's topic, please share it with someone who might need to hear it. And you know what you got to do this week. Go get it.